Spring of Mills edition to highlight the Nash UNC Healthcare Rocket Mile. I am one of your hosts, Pat Price, and here with me today, Sandy Roberts.
Good to be here, Pat. It's felt like I haven't seen you in forever, so it's good to be back on this podcast with you.
It's been at least a day or two, so we're back in the house. We do have something to talk about the Rocket Mile, but we do want to talk first. If you came to our 2018 Sir Walter Myler logo reveal, thank you for coming out. What a fun night over at Runology. Thanks to the guys and gals over there for helping us put on a party. Thanks to Trophy Brewing and the crew for supplying some beverages for us. And thanks for everybody that ran our last Strava Challenge. We're going to have another one of those coming up.
It's always good to have a kickoff, you know, getting ready for the summer. You know, again, a lot of our planning actually started to be year-round, but that's when we get to invite the public at large into what we have planned for this summer. And this race itself, Pat, the Nash or UNC Nash Healthcare Rocket Mile, this Sunday.
Nash UNC.
Thank you.
Healthcare.
This kind of is going to really kick off the Sir Walter Summer of Miles series.
We're back, baby.
Overall event. We got a lot to look forward to.
And something we wanted to mention here as well, you will see probably more about this after the Rocket Mile, is yesterday we got a nice letter in the mail from the IRS, and it wasn't one of the bad ones. It was actually a good one. If you came to our 2018 logo reveal, you heard us mention that we were applying to be a not-for-profit, a 501c3, to where you could donate to us and you could get write-offs for it. This is something that's just great. If you feel good about helping us do what we do, you can actually help your taxes at the end of the year too. And the IRS sent us a nice letter saying that we are approved. So if you want to donate to Sir Walter Running, certainly get in touch. We will happily accept your donation, no matter how big or small. Sir Walter Mile is coming up and it is not free. So anything you want to do to help us out, great. And we will be letting you know more ways to kind of get involved there as well.
Yeah, it's exciting news to kind of kick off the summer knowing that we're officially a 501c3 status. That means that, you know, some of you, look, you're looking for some ways to support financially. And this would be a great way to get behind what Sir Walter's trying to do for the community at large. When you called me yesterday and told me that the IRS had sent you a letter, my first thought was, my dad's a CPA.
Yes, thankfully we have good people on our squad. We're always looking. We do not have any in-house counsel. Yeah. So if you're an attorney that likes to work pro bono and you have been to a pop-up mile or Sir Walter Miler, and you could maybe help us with a few questions here or there, we would happily have you on the team.
Don't foresee any legal issues though, correct?
There's no pending litigation against us. It's mostly just trademark questions and things like that to
that's
make
all
sure
we got.
We're not getting in trouble. But thank you for everybody that's supported us so far. You know, being on year five now, we've always been a nonprofit, as in we don't take any money, but now it's official, so we can actually help out our sponsors a little bit more than we have.
Yes, if you have any questions about what that looks like kind of here moving forward, just hit us up at sirwalterrunning@gmail.com. But let's get on to the thing that matters. Pat, we are under a week away, or rather we're a few days out of what we have coming up. So let's just start to walk through the details around the Nash UNC Healthcare Rocket Mile this upcoming Sunday, May the 6th in good old Rocky Mountain.
Yep, and that day marks the 64th anniversary of the first sub-4-minute mile by Roger Bannister. So what a day to have an event.
Absolutely. Do you, Pat, foresee any sub-4 miles on this course?
Well, I know that we have had some interest from people that have run sub-4 before, so never say die.
The road mile is interesting, right? I mean, if anyone's done a road race, you know, like, again, it's obviously clearly very different from a track, but the mile is unique in the sense that, like, It goes by so quickly. Pat, have you done a road mile recently?
Not recently, but I have certainly done one in my life. And it is different than the 4-lap. You never 100% know where you are, which is good and bad. I think Sometimes you run the mile too much on the track or the 1500, and you know where it's supposed to hurt, and you know when you're supposed to go hard, and it doesn't always work out that way. But when you're out on the road, of course, you have an idea of where you may be, but you don't have those kind of same thing kind of eating in your head. So sometimes you can really let loose and get after it.
I know, and I know, but a lot of you on here, you know, especially runners, you're used to doing, you know, half marathons and longer distances on the road. So to think about doing 1 mile, I mean, this thing literally flies by. I'm excited. I've actually done this exact course. It's basically a big rectangle, and there's only, let's see, 3 turns on the totality of the course, and which makes for a great, basically you have 2 long straightaways on 2 streets with a turn about halfway in and then a turn into the finish. And it's a great course, Patty. You know, like I said, I've done it before. It's just the first half mile is just one straightaway. I mean, it's zero elevation change for the most part, from what I remember.
It's flat
as a pancake going through Rocky Mount. And once you turn for home, I think a slight downhill. There's a final turn with about 50 meters in the finish. It's a hard turn in front of the Imperial Center, but it's so much fun. We got a big archway, and it's just, the turnout is great. And it's, you know, it's cool to be able to have a course that is that flat in a downtown area. Those are just hard to come by.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. This is our first year doing the Rocket Mile, of course. We have helped kind of take the handoff from Michael Forrester with Tar River Timing here, that has done an incredible job, like, dealing with him on this race. You can see the effort he puts in, very similar to kind of what we do with the Sir Walter event. So it's been fun to kind of collaborate and keep this thing rolling. You know, one thing we have learned about kind of doing this race is how big the kids race is on this thing. Of course, we have the RRCA National Championship and the USATF State Championship and the men's and women's races, but these kids races already have over 100 people each in them, and there's some serious bragging rights going down within the local endurance clubs. Can you talk a little bit about what that is, Sandy?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is mainly kind of in that Rocky Mount, Nash County area, but we have 8 elementary, middle school, what we call endurance clubs. These are clubs that have been started at the schools, again, represented at the local school level. Teachers, PE teachers helping out, but they formed these clubs with kind of their target race being this mile, and which is cool, right? Because everyone's done the mile, everyone can train for it, and so anyhow, bragging rights definitely are at stake. Again, we have, for what we know, 8 different endurance clubs. If you're listening and by chance didn't establish an endurance club at your school in the area, and again, doesn't have to be limited to the county or direct towns around Rocky Mount, we would love to open this thing up, love to get you involved next year. But it's gonna be fun to see, again, these middle and elementary school kids. They're gonna be lighting it up. I mean, I've seen some fast times, kind of a breeding ground for some talent. It's kind of a talent field here. So I'm excited for that, and that's going to be fun to see what school comes out on top fastest. Will be interesting.
For sure. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, on the race bib that you pick up, we'll talk about where you can pick that up in a second, but there will be a coupon on there for a free Webby's shaved ice after the race or before if you want to sugar up. And also a hot dog. We will either be cooking them or have them delivered. One of our interns, Meg Sullivan, is currently on Operation Hot Dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, again, we're all about providing value. So we want you to get a mile, and then we want to put those same calories back in. That's our goal.
Exactly. Stay carved up. That's how I live.
Yeah, Pat, so let's just talk first on the kind of the weekend. Again, we multiple opportunities to pick up. When is kind of the... if you want to pick your packet up, when are the opportunities for that?
Sure. And not only pick your packet up, but you can come hang out with us, ask us any questions. Both Sandy and I will be down in Rocky Mount Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Imperial Center for their first Friday event. So feel free to stop by. If you haven't signed up yet, you can sign up there. You can get your packet, get your t-shirt, all that good stuff. Definitely come early. So you don't have to do it on race day, because we have a lot of people in this race, and we don't want you, you know, in line 5 minutes before the race starts to get your number. Second, Saturday afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m., there is going to be something pretty cool going on. Number one, there will be a Boys and Girls Club benefit over at the Rocky Mount Mills, and also we will have our packet pickup from 4 to 6 leading up to the Kentucky Derby at Hop the Lot Brewing. It is part of the Rocky Mount Brew Mill project, and after Sandy and I finish talking about this race, we are going to have an interview with Cam Schultz, who is the owner, brewmaster, operator, CEO, CFO, CIO of
Hot Flat
Brewing. Really cool guy. If you're not aware, it is Kentucky Derby Day Saturday, which should happen sometime after 6 o'clock. So we will be doing packet pickup there. If you want to do sign up late entry, you can do it there as well. If you're of age, you want to have a beer, Cam has brewed a Kentucky Derby mint julep beer just for us for this packet pickup. And then of course, if you want to wander back over there after the race on Sunday, you can do that. So listen in, we'll talk more about that. And then of course on race day over at the Imperial Center, 11:30 to 1:30 will be kind of late packet pickup registration. And then the races start at 2 p.m.
2 p.m., absolutely. So we'll have the men starting at 2 p.m. Again, we're going to be, you know, Tar River timing. They do a great job with timing, but we'll be also running very much on time. And so at 2 p.m. sharp, men will start. Again, we'll be making announcements. At 2:20 will be the women's race. 2:40 will be boys. And then 3 o'clock will be the girls. And we will make sure to let you know that at 3:30-ish. We will have the award ceremony, which will be we'll have a backdrop. You'll see where that'll be, and that'll be right near the right there in front of the Imperial Center, and we'll get to run through our awards. But again, what do we have at stake? This is a national championship with the Road Runners Club of America. We're gonna have Andy will be representing. We'll be in from DC representing them. Also, the North Carolina USA Track and Field Road Mile Championships. Jordan Swick and crew. They've been very gracious to support us, and so we have a state and national championship on the line for both the men and women's, and of course there will be money associated with these wins and top three placements. So a lot at stake here, which will it's going to bring a lot of excitement to downtown Rocky Mount this Sunday. And again, then we have a full layout of awards for the age groups. And Pat, who is doing our age group awards?
The newest running store in the area, which is Fleet Feet, Greenville, North Carolina.
Wow. We had a chance to stop by there. Chris and crew, they've set up shop. What, they've been there within a few months?
I think they've been there 6 months.
Yeah. Cool little shop near ECU, right around the corner from Publix and Bad Daddy's. Yeah. Got an awesome little shop there, and they are going to be supporting and partnering with us to give. So not only can you win, but that's going to force you to have to go to a running store. And, you know, you got to buy something when you get a running store. Either a new pair of shoes for your second runs, or obviously the latest latest goo. I mean, they probably have.
Don't be the guy that gets the $10 gift certificate that gets $10 worth of goo and leaves.
No, don't be that guy. Some of you here, you're still running without a Garmin, and it's 2018. So it's time sometimes to make those purchases. But yeah, they've been very gracious to support with the age group awards, and we'll be excited to partner with them. They'll have a tent set up, so make sure to stop by and see them on Sunday afternoon.
For sure. And speaking of people we're thankful for, I want to just run down the sponsors real quick here. First Carolina Bank, Kristen Brabble over there, who works with those good folks, who also puts on Tackle the Tar. So if you're from Rocky Mount, you're probably familiar with this race. If not, look it up. Mm-hmm. It is a very cool kind of mud run, obstacle course kind of event. Of course, our title sponsor, Nash UNC Healthcare, we're always excited to partner with them, and they have a big crew coming out running and volunteering on Sunday. The City of Rocky Mount, John Gesso, they have been great to work with. Of course, Sandy and I are from Raleigh, but we've been going down there at least once a month for the past 6 months, mm-hmm. and they have been nothing but hospitable. Of course, Cam Schultz at Hotfly, who we will interview here with in a second. The Imperial Center, which is where we will be having some packet pickup, and that'll be kind of the home base of the race on Sunday. And then, of course, Michael Forrester with Tar River Timing has been a huge help. And you guys, if you're listening from Rocky Mount, if you don't know who he is, get to know him.
Yeah, and I know, Pat, help me with the details, but I know that I think it's every Wednesday that Michael and crew, don't they meet down at the brew for like a midday run? They have like a weekly run.
I know they do meet Wednesdays down at the Rocky Mount Mill. You would have to Google or get on Facebook to get those details. I think it might be after work down there. If you haven't been to the Rocky Mount Mills, it is one of the coolest things you'll see. You know, it's only going to take you about 45 minutes to get there from Raleigh, and you'll be very thankful that you did. There's some nice stuff going on there, and we are certainly going to wander back over there after the race and the awards are over on Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, every time Pat and I've gone, we've kind of done the same thing. Our MO is to roll up, get a slice of pizza. I get a salad at the Tipsy Tomato.
Good spot.
Then we usually meet Michael for somewhere. There's actually a new coffee shop in town down
Tracks.
Down near the train station. And then we always make our way over to Hot Fly. And there's actually a really cool bottle shop too, where we've dropped in as well. And that name has escaped me. But we'll definitely be stopping by there. So all that to say, the mill is...
Goat Island is the bottle shop.
Goat Island Bottle Shop. So let me just clarify that. But in fact, that's where we're doing an interview with Cam, which would be really cool. But the reality is the mill is an awesome spot. Rocky Mount's on the come up. There's no question. I mean, it's less than an hour drive. So let me just go ahead and make this pitch. If you got nothing going on this Sunday, weather's going to be awesome. It's going to be a terrific day. Come on down. If you want to volunteer, we'd love to have you. We'll give you a free shirt. But as soon as that race is done, we're going to go over and hang out with Cam and crew over at the Hot Fly. And there, again, some great places to eat. I'm sure there'll be some food trucks. And we're going to just enjoy all that Rocky Mount has to offer through the mill. It's an awesome spot.
For sure. Yeah, and if you're looking for details on this weekend, therocketmile.com is a good place to start. Of course, you can look it up on Facebook. We've got an event page. Nash UNC Healthcare Rocket Mile has its own page in general as well. So don't tell us you didn't know where to go. Everything is certainly up there. We will be sending out emails if you already had signed up to you and or your parents, depending upon how old you are, to just let you know a little bit more about what's going on. But next up, we will interview Cam Schultz at Hot Fly. And on the back end of this, we will talk a little bit more about what is coming up in this Rolta world.
Yeah, when Saturday day comes, I'm gonna lose myself. Yeah, when Saturday day comes, I'm like everybody else.
Back at it here. We have an awesome guest today. We are recording and recording live here from the Goat Island Bottle Shop at the Rocky Mount Mill, part of the Rocky Mount Brew Mill, with a special guest who's putting together an awesome beer for us for the Rocket Mile. Welcome to the Summer of Miles podcast, Mr. Cam Schultz.
Thank you for having me, guys. Happy to be here.
And Cam, who do you work with now? What is this thing you got going?
So I'm the owner and brewmaster at Hop Fly Brewing Company. So
all in one.
I'm mop the floors and do all the other fun stuff too. But we're a new brewery. We opened up at the end of November of last year. So I mean, shoot, it's been, you know, we're almost going on 6 months now. So it's really crazy, but business has been it's been great for us, and we're just really focused on just creating some incredible beers and kind of getting our branding, you know, underneath us and starting, you know, this summer to really kind of roll out and just, you know, expose our product to more customers.
Sure. And, you know, we have had some of your beer. If you've been in Raleigh, you've probably seen Hot Fly here and there. Of course, if you haven't been down to the Rocky Mount Mills, you've got to get down here.
Absolutely.
Of course, we want you to come down here. In a second, we'll talk about what we're doing for the Rocket Mile Packet Pickup. But if you hadn't been down here in general, there's a few breweries. There is where Hot Fly is, it is part of a group of kind of production, like I guess startup breweries. Can you kind of explain like how you got started in this little area over here?
Yeah, definitely. So it's a really unique concept, and Capital Broadcasting Company, who owns this development out here, you know, it really is a way to spur startup breweries to move out here. They sort of leverage kind of an economy of scale with building out multiple suites with a full brew house, some shared services, you know, shared cold room, shared glycol chiller, you know, shared boiler, the really exciting stuff. But they were kind of able to leverage kind of the connectedness of multiple breweries in a kind of a cost effective way to create a kind of a hub of brewing activity and excitement out here. We're in a small space. It's about 700 square feet, and we have a ton of equipment crammed
in there.
It's packed in there pretty good. We don't have room for anything else. But you know, it's great, and the Rocky Mount Mills is a really fantastic destination. And the great thing about out here is, you know, you can grab a beer from us, and you can walk around and really enjoy the campus. and experience more than just us. It's really it's becoming a destination.
Sure. Yeah, what you'll see when you come here, again, this, we've been coming here a few times in preparation for the Rocket Mile, which will be at the Imperial Center in downtown Rocky Mount. But what is it? Old textile mill, right?
Yep.
That Capital Broadcasting has kind of bought, and it's just completely transformed this whole area from even the houses around that they're renting out to the restaurants, of course, this kind of beer incubator, entrepreneur place. I mean, it's got an awesome vibe here.
You know, it's really amazing, and the reason... You know, a short reason why I came here is I saw what Capital Broadcasting did with the American Tobacco Campus in Durham, and I grew up in Chapel Hill, and I graduated from Duke University. And in 2011, 10 years ago, you wouldn't touch downtown Durham, and what they were able to do with, you know, ATC and then the American Underground, and just, you know, the attention to detail and the kind of the planning that they've done has been the one thing that has really driven, you know, downtown Durham, in my opinion. So seeing how well they did there, it just, knowing that they were doing this, it's kind of a no-brainer to try to come out here and get in on the ground floor and be a part of growing something special.
One more question here just on Rocky Mount. Cam, how would you explain, again, we got folks who are listening in from around the state, maybe haven't been to Rocky Mount, much less folks who might be listening from outside North Carolina. How would you, again, you're relatively newer to the area, how would you explain Rocky Mount to someone listening?
So Rocky Mount is, I mean, it's a growing town. It's about 60,000 people, but we're, you know, located right off of 64 and right off of 95. And essentially Rocky Mount, I mean, was a hub of activity in eastern North Carolina back, you know, in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And as the textile industry, you know, kind of bottomed out, a lot of those American jobs moved overseas into, you know, China and Southeast Asia. You know, I think Rocky Mount's been looking for kind of that spark to really kind of drive people to want to come out here. So, you know, Rocky Mount at this time is just kind of a city on the rise, and yeah. I really believe that, you know, the mill, when hopefully your listeners come out here, you know, the mill is nearing completion, but there's a lot of other really exciting projects going on, you know, downtown, and I believe with our proximity to Raleigh, I mean, the sky is kind of the limit of how awesome this can be.
For sure. I think Sandy and I have noticed from coming down here for the past 6 months that there's definitely like a genuine excitement here, that things are like turning around. You got things like the mill, even the downtown. We went to a new coffee shop today. There's a lot going on.
Totally.
And it's, yeah, it took us 45 minutes to get here from Raleigh. Straight shot.
Straight shot.
And once you get here, there's nothing like this around anywhere, really, in North Carolina.
No, totally.
I mean, obviously, we want you to come run our race. But even if you don't, we want you to come check this out. Go see Hot Fly. And, you know, speaking of Hot Fly, speaking of the race.
Yes.
The Rocket Mile, the Nash UNC Healthcare Rocket Mile is Sunday.
What's on Saturday, though?
Saturday, May 5th, as many of you may or may not know, is Derby Day. It is also Nash UNC Healthcare Packet Pickup Day.
That's right.
So what are we going to do? We're just going to get both those things together, 4 to 6 p.m., and then, of course, 6 p.m. to whenever the race is over, we will be having our packet pickup at the Rocky Mount Mill out in front of Hot Fly Brewing with Cam here. He's going to be putting together a mint julep beer for us. I mean, come on.
You had me at Derby Day, and then mint julep. Cam, explain what we're getting the offering.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, a special beer release on Derby Day. There was no choice but to try to do a mint julep beer.
We have to try
to make it happen. And
take chances.
It's been a fun project because, you know, a lot of times when we're creating new recipes, you know, oftentimes I'll maybe find a good commercial example of it, you know, drink it, try to figure out, hey, what did they do to make this beer taste the way it tastes? And it's like, well, mint julep beer, I mean, shoot, it's just a fun little novelty beer, and there's no good example of it, so it allows you kind of as a brewer to get a little bit more creative and figure out, you know, what are the best ways to really impart these flavors that we're looking for. So, you know, at this point, the base beer is brewed, and, you know, at the end of the day, obviously we're trying to get, you know, bourbon and mint as the two predominant flavors and trying to get them in the right quantities so that, you know, they balance each other out, you know, to some extent. It's not too heavy on the bourbon or too heavy on the mint. And we obviously want it to be a, you know, still kind of a refreshing, drinkable beer that, you know, we don't want it to be, you know, 8% alcohol. Like,
exactly.
It needs to be something that can be enjoyed by a lot of people. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So it's honestly just been kind of a fun challenge to draw up the recipe, and I think we've landed on some kind of good ways to infuse those flavors into it. And I'm excited for everyone to try it.
Yeah, I appreciate Cam being willing to even try this with us. It's funny, you know, Pat and I were here a couple months ago, and we were kind of walking around the mills, and it was like we had heard about Cam at Hot Flies, that you got to meet this guy. So being in Rocky Mount, we were like, you know, let's just walk up and see if we can just maybe, you know, see if he's there. And you were just right, you're there brewing. We just came right in, started.
And you were into it.
Yeah.
And Sandy and I like to fly by the seat of our pants, and we had this, what we thought was a good idea. We explained it to you, and you were into it. So ultimately, we liked you.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess you caught me on a good day.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is what we were talking about earlier. You know, brewing is fun, and Cam is certainly taking his crack at this at the professional level, but what time did you say your brew day was?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of, like, you know, 6 a.m. mornings and just a lot of cleaning, and that's what people in the industry obviously say, but it's, you know, it's 95% cleaning, whether it's cleaning kegs or cleaning tanks or cleaning the floors or cleaning lines or cleaning gaskets. I mean, you literally always clean, and then you get to have, a fun day where you're, you know, brewing, you know, hundreds of gallons of beer, and that's kind of neat. It makes up for all the cleaning.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, we are happy to provide that quality control for you. Make sure you're doing it right. But a few more things here while we've got you. Of course, 4 to 6 at Hot Flight Rocky Mount Mill on Saturday, May 5th, we're going to be doing the packet pickup. But after the race, you know, the races are run from about 2 to 3:30, you know, awards and all, it'll be done by 4 on Sunday, May 6th for the Rocket Mile. Feel free to come back over. We're going to wander back over here to the brew mill afterwards. If any of that beer's left over, we'll drink that. If not, what are some other beers that you have going right now?
All right. Well, so we're brewing a lot of kind of hazy New England style IPAs. It's, you know, my name Hopfly, the first half of that is because I love hoppy beers. So I'm always looking for kind of cool ways to experiment with hops, and that style has been booming. So we'll have a couple, you know, great New England's on tap. We have a couple lagers that are in the works. So we have a Vienna lager and a Mexican lager that are going to be really kind of awesome drinking spring and summer beers. And then outside of that, you know, our jalapeno saison is one of the most unique.
I have had that.
One of the most unique pepper beers on the market.
We
so
have had it's a Palacio from Raleigh.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Yeah. They've been great and have some of my stuff on. So, you know, we try to have a little bit of something for everyone, but generally we're going to focus on really, really, really hoppy beers and kind of using hops maybe in unconventional ways or styles that wouldn't traditionally have a lot of hop character to them. So I you know, I can promise you we'll have something good for you if you make it out.
I have a great question, Pat. I really hope you appreciate this question.
I like you think it's a great question.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's a great question because you're the beer head. So on the New England, what's kind of turbidity are we looking at?
Yeah. So I guess on.
That's the right.
Yeah, totally. No, spot on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of these breweries are releasing beers that look, you know, it's like they're so chalky. It's like they look like milk. You know, I think generally it's the haze is a side effect of what you're doing through the brewing process to achieve the flavor profile you're going for. So for me, it's not like, oh, shoot, what do I, you know, how can I get the haze perfect, you know, that's just sort of an afterthought of doing sure. everything else. But it is something now people identify with the style, and I would say on a scale of clear to super hazy, I'm probably right in the middle. I mean, they're very easily noticeable as a New England IPA, but I'm not doing anything crazy to like
right.
try to make them look super, super, super hazy. It's just, you know, the flavor profiles are fantastic, and you naturally get that haze as a result of the brewing process.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Yeah, I would say.
We did a beer a few years ago at Trophy, and it was one of the earlier New England IPAs. And we worked at Brugaloo, which is a big beer
yeah, yeah.
coming up, and people kept asking about turbidity to Sandy. And
yeah.
Sandy, we love him. He's an excellent runner, gluten-free guy.
I just don't know beer as well.
He hasn't consumed as much beer as probably you or I have, so.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's so funny. Brewer, you know. Brewers have been trying for, you know, decades to make the clearest, cleanest possible beer, and there's, you know, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on centrifuges
right.
and ways to make their beer clear, and now all of a sudden, you know,
let's go the other way.
Let's go the other way. So it's kind of funny. It's sort of like, you know, you have to unlearn some of those techniques to clarify beer, if that's what you want to go for.
Well, in terms of the beer culture here in Rocky Mountain, is there much collaboration amongst like some of these like kind of startup brewery shop or startup shops?
Yeah, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're trying to grow Rocky Mountain to be a craft beer destination. Yeah. And right now at the mills, we have we have four breweries who are producing beer, with a fifth really coming online right now as we speak. So. Yeah. You know, we all are working together to create great beer and make you know, Rocky Mount the place to go in Eastern North Carolina when you want to have a good beer. So, you know, it's such a young development out here. I think I was literally brainstorming this morning, how do we do a great craft beer festival? How can we do more? But generally, you know, everyone is working together. We are on the same side as far as trying to make this a craft beer destination, because you know, we all will succeed when we can get, you know, your listeners and people from Raleigh and the Triangle and out there on the coast. You know, when we can get them to stop here on their way to that, you know, on their way to the Outer Banks in the summer, we can get people to come out for a Saturday afternoon, you know, from Raleigh, get a group of friends to, you know, get a bus and drive out here.
Sure.
So yeah, we are all working together with one goal, and that's to get people out here and give them some great beer and a great experience.
Sure. Well, see, if folks are in Raleigh, where can they find some of the Hopfly?
Hopfly beer. You know, right now, so Pelagic is one. Crafty Beer and Wine in kind of the Five Points area. So that'll be a good spot. And, you know, honestly, from there, you know, we're slowly expanding our distribution reach. So, you know, I would expect to be out, you know, in a couple more places kind of every month. But, you know, we're trying to, we want to move slow. There's a lot of great beer on the market. And the last thing, you know, we're not trying to flood the market. We're trying to brew really fantastic beer and grow at a pace that we can handle. And you know, a big piece of that is not trying to be everywhere at once. We're still just trying to make the best beer we can. So, definitely look out for us. And we're hoping to get into cans this summer.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. That'll, I heard you kind of before we went on record. We heard cans. So
yep.
I guess, my question is, cans, it's awesome that's coming. When you're deciding on what's the first, like, everybody has that kind of their flagship beer or whatever, you're the brewer. You make most of all the calls anyway. Like, what's going to be that first beer you put in a can?
So we've got our American IPA and our Jalapeno Saison, or what I would say are our two flagships.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, like I mentioned, we're obviously seeing a tremendous amount of traction with these New England style IPAs. So, and I can definitely, you know, promise that American IPA and that Jalapeno Saison. And then as far as, you know, the next couple after that, you know, we'll make those calls in the next couple months.
Now, when you can those up, will they be for release here at the mill? Will they be anywhere else that people can pick those up?
Yeah, so I'll sell out of the mill here. And then, you know, as I'm starting to establish kind of retail partnerships with places back in the Triangle, I'll definitely try to get some cans back there. You know, I'd love to be able to sell, you know, all my cans out of the tasting room here, but I think getting back into the Triangle is going to allow me to just get some better exposure, and that's a big piece of it for me is just, like I said, you know, once the beer gets out, people see about it, hear about it, they're more likely to drive out here to Rocky Mount.
There's
this really cool event too, the first Friday in August. So I'd love to see some cans pop up at the Sir Walter Myler.
Yeah.
You're up in the back of your truck. I mean, we'll give you a spot.
Perfect. That sounds great.
All right, Cam. Thanks for sitting with us. We did have, before we let you go, tell us some places that we can find, like, if people are listening to this, they want to follow you, like, online or on Instagram or whatever. What are some of your, like, handles?
Yeah, so just at Hopfly Brewing Co. is our Twitter handle and our Instagram. Admittedly, I'm kind of Twitter illiterate. So, you know, if you're super into Twitter, you're going to look at that and be like, wow, this guy's not very good.
Okay, so you're saying go to Instagram.
Yeah, so I'm saying go to Instagram.
That's where the kids are these days.
Yeah, the kids are there. It's kind of fun. You know, it's kind of fun. I think Instagram provides a very, it's just a very immersive medium. You know, so whether it's videos or pictures, it's just really, it's the best way I've found to really let people experience the brand. So, you know, our Instagram page is awesome. And then, you know, we have a Facebook page, and then our website, just hopflybrewing.com.
Yeah, you guys have a great logo too, so y'all got to go check that out.
Yeah, check us out, follow us on Instagram, and come visit us out here in Rocky Mount. Can't wait to pour you a cold one.
Yes, we will see you. Thank you, Cam.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Next, a couple weeks, well, when this drops, it'll be a couple days away. But yeah, when you hear this, of course, come to the packet pickup, come to the post-race party. We'll just get out here. If Cam's here, say hi. He probably will be, because he does a lot. tell them that the Summer of Miles sent you.
Yes, exactly.
And we will see you soon. Thanks, Cam.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Man, that was a great interview with Cam. Man, I tell you, it's exciting what he's doing. You know, the fact that he, you know, came out of Duke and was like, man, I'm just gonna kind of pour in and live. Actually, he lives near where he brews. So, I mean, he's in walking distance. Everything, all that he does in a day to day rhythm.
Communities are back in 2018.
Absolutely, he's in a little mill home, but it's exciting. So look forward to hanging out with him. So Pat, as we kind of start to gear up for Sunday, again, RRCA National Championship, North Carolina USATF State Championship, I want to hear what you think will be the winning men and women's mile times this Sunday. What's your guess?
If I had to guess, I'm going to say the women is going to be 1:54, and I'm going to say men 4:14.
That's good. I'm going to go women. I'm going to go 4:49.
Okay.
And the men, I'm going to go 4:16. A little bit more tactical is going to be my guess.
Okay.
But we should be seeing course records on both, which is, I think, what we're excited about.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fun. You know, the good thing about having four races is once your race is done, you can sit back and watch. And if you're an adult, make sure you watch these kids, maybe jog around with them as they go. This is a big kids race as well as an adult race, so we cannot wait for this to happen, because we know how much is on the line for bragging rights on the local schools.
Yeah, and I'll just end with this on the race this weekend. The city of Rocky Mount, I will say, has been very gracious on their support, not only from the EMS to police to even the cones they're putting down. I mean, they've kind of gotten behind it, which is, I think, why Pat and I hope you would agree, we're excited about getting involved. It's just that Rocky Mount as a city has owned this, and that's evident by even some of the resources they've put towards it, even financially. And so that gets me excited when a city owns something, especially a race like this, the mile, you know. And as you know, at Sir Walter, we're all about the mile. And speaking of miles, Pat, again, you said it. This is the spring of mills.
Spring of mills, but it is the summer of
miles. It really is.
It always is.
It's about to be 90 degrees today, and so the weather's turning, and so is the calendar into what is our favorite time of the year.
No doubt. Yeah, just to kind of give you a little preview, if you're still with us, still listening, this is the kickoff. Pop-up miles start on June the 5th. Every Tuesday in June, we got those. And we have the third year of our PR-friendly Raleigh Rundown downhill mile on June 15th. Tell us a little bit about that, Sandy, for people that might not have run that before.
Yeah, we try to keep things simple for your calendar's sake. It's always going to be that third Friday in the month of June. We have taken over Centennial Parkway, which for landmark's sake, if you're familiar with the kind of the new Catholic Church, which is on the top, which is on Western near WRAL. We start up there. Again, this is on the back side of Western on Centennial Parkway. And it's a mile downhill. It's a gradually rolling, but fast enough to get you a PR, taking you all the way down to the farmer's market. No turns, straight downhill. I can't remember, Pat, the elevation loss.
There's a 130-foot drop, so this is going to be about as fast as you can run.
It's unbelievable. We've had times low 350s and then 420s for the females. So you want a PR, you want a race that you leave feeling great about yourself. Hands down, this is it. The Raleigh Rundown Downhill Mile. Something that I think is one of the most unique events. You know, Sir Walter is cool just because of the historical components and how fast we got guys, but I think we're on to something cool. Just get a PR. I mean, how many races do you do and you don't PR? You don't even know sometimes if the distance is correct. Miles correct here. And we want to get you a PR. We want some of y'all to run faster than you did in high school.
Yes, this is a good place to do that. Probably a good 20 seconds faster than your normal on-track mile. We want you to run fast there too. But this is going to be one you can smoke. And it is RaleighRundown.com for the details on that. We've got a video of the course so you can kind of see what you're getting yourself into. But that is just going to be our June stuff. Of course, the Pop-Up Mile Championship that last Tuesday at Meredith again. And one thing we forgot to mention, hey, if you finish top three in the Rocket Mile this weekend, we'll put you in that Pop-Up Mile Championship. And if you win that Pop-Up Mile Championship, what do you get, Sandy?
You get an entry into the Elite Sir Walter Miler race, which will be August 3rd this year.
That's right.
So, and you know what a big freaking deal that is. So we want to incentivize, but we're all about that blue collar event. That's why the Pop-Up Mile is a great segue into, hey, you come here and qualify, you're gonna get an entry into the big one. And that's what we're all about here. So anyhow, excited about that. Again, additionally in June with our pop-up, the third pop-up weekend, which will be the 19th, that Tuesday, that's going to be at the Wake County Speedway. That's our session at the Speedway. Really cool. We'll be teasing that out a little bit more with all the details, but we're going to have kind of an ultimate runner type challenge, four events on what this is, a quarter mile. It's a racetrack, like for not NASCAR, but it's more like stock car. And so they have weekend things, but on a Tuesday night, Sir Walter Running and crew will be taking over, and we got some special stuff planned. So this June is going to be an awesome month for us.
Yeah, we're going to start dropping these podcasts too, right around Memorial Day. We'll be dropping these at least once a week leading up to Sir Walter Miler. Once we get a little closer, of course, we'll have a couple episodes a week where we're having interviews with the athletes. But make sure you stay tuned here, Summer Miles, summermiles.com. We're on all the social media, so make sure and follow us. We are going to have another Strava challenge coming up right after the Rocket Mile is over in Raleigh, and we will be giving out some more tank tops like last year. We're going to get some new color schemes going. Get ready to run.
Absolutely. You know us, limited size runs, always make it exclusive.
That's right. So signing off. For the Spring of Mills edition of the Summer Isles podcast, I am Pat Price.
And I'm Sandy Roberts.
We will see you in Rocky Mount this Sunday.